Blog Talk Radio.
You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
DA got that dope.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Your bitches undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all been for each other. Now that all the dogs free. And we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit.
Blow the brains out the coupe. Pully wanna talk, but I'm on mute. I'ma bust her wrist down cause she cute. Fuck her on the yacht, I've been a pool. She an addict for the lifestyle in the paddock. Big daddy, how you ever felt Chanel fabric? I be dripping to death, I need a casket. And we got more strikes than the rough, I'm foul, tech em. In the middle of the field, like David Beckham. All my niggas locked up for real, I'm tryna help em. When I got a meal, got me the chills, don't know what happened. Pop pill, do what you feel, I'm on that zombie. I'm more like a Taffy, I'm not no Gandhi. I'm more like I'm David Goliath running. Niggas be cloning, I find it funny. Clone. We from the north, straight out the dungeon. We from the north. I go in the mouth, she comes to me nothing. 300 the watch, it's out of your budget. Mean mugging got me clutching. Yeah, and it stick right out of Russia.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, fled the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Legends undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all been for each other. Now that all the dogs free. And we out in these streets. Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit. It's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
In a Hellcat, cause I'm a Hellraiser. Self-made, I don't owe a nigga name favor. When you get that money, nigga, keep your heart. I'm sliding in a coupe, ain't got no key to start. I got to follow me in BET Awards. When your well run dry, you know you need me for it. When I pull up in a Buick, you know what I'm doing. If the police get behind me, fleeing any lures. Sleeping on the pallet, turn me to a savage. I'm a Project Baby 9, staying Calabasas. Like I'm still surfing, like I'm still jacking. I be sipping on lean, trying to keep balance. Take that Z-Walk, dick you with my Reebok. I don't say much, I just let the heat talk. Your jewelry water whoop, diamonds like re-rock. My little baby rock that dick like seesaw. When I stepped up on the scene, I was on a beam. When I jumped up out the beam, I was in saline. Baby girl, you just a fleen, that ain't what I mean. Money busting out my jeans like I do skiing. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard. Looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
Yo, we in the building, I don't got nobody on with me. Chemo on, my mic open, Well, you know, it's Sunday, Detroit versus Everybody show, you know, we on here every Sunday. Got some things to talk about that happened during the week.
I see
Meatball on, we quarantining, some of us getting turned loose, got to go to work tomorrow.
We are live and uncut, but send a shout out to Wooly Dog, man. He lost his mom. Prayer goes out to Wooly Dog, man. You know, it's a tough one right now for him. You know what I mean? Just wanted to say that for Wooly Dog, man.
Yeah, he do a lot. he do a lot for the race game. I mean, he bring, you know, he just, without him, where would we be in the race game? So we got to give a shout out.
Nowhere.
He lost his mom.
Yeah.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, big shout out to
him. He lost his mama. Man. And that's a hard, everybody, I hope everybody going to go through that one day. And it's just his time right now. So, you know, you just got to say a prayer for him.
Yeah, prayers go out to him and his family, man.
Yep, I saw him put that post
up. That's rough.
So we got a lot to talk about, though. You know, if we get Dawg to come on, we got a lot to talk about. We got some stuff.
Well, I don't know if he's going to come on. I don't know if he'll come on. Because, I mean, he's still grieving, so.
Right. I'm not expecting
who
are
you talking about? Who are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying we had a lot that went on this week, Kimo. You know, we got a race that Peso done came up with for 50 bands up north. Oh, they said it might be all Michigan cars, all Midwest cars only. That sounds good. You know what I'm saying? We see they got stuff starting to open up down south. I mean, hey, it is. Seems like it might be a good summer if they go ahead and break us loose, but. You know me, I'm gonna sit back. I'm gonna let y'all go. I'm gonna let y'all go to the track first. I'm gonna sit back and watch and see what happened and let y'all breathe on a few folks.
Get
and I'm gonna sit back in quarantine for a little while. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna try to make
a
couple dollars. I'm gonna sit back.
And you know what? I don't agree with Lil Will. We always bump heads, man. This man know we bump heads, but you know I am part of the show, so we try not to bump heads on the show. But I'm gonna agree with Lil Will. I'm gonna do what Lil Will's gonna do. I'm gonna sit back too.
You wait, y'all. So y'all gonna wait and let the people catch that corona, huh? Then y'all go after.
No, we hope not. We hope not. But I'm just taking a little bit more, caution to the situation.
Yeah, they got the Atlanta going on. They let the people start. They let open the lineup back up. A lot of people don't think it was a good idea. Yeah, you know, I'm going to sit back. I think I'm going to sit back for a little while, you know, just see what kind of precautionaries they're going to take coming up in these races, like these guys standing crowding up at the starting line. I saw a street race today that nobody had on the mask. Hold on, Meatball. Nobody had on the mask. Everybody standing around talking. It looked like it was down south somewhere, and I'm like, man, these guys ain't taking this shit serious, man. They just, you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy to me. It ain't that important. Racing is important. Go ahead.
But, Will,
go
you
ahead,
can't. But, Will, you know, like I said, you don't supposed to live in fear of nothing. You're supposed to, you know, still enjoy your life. So, you know, just hope everybody be all right and be safe. That's all.
Let me say this. When that AIDS came out, you boys didn't stop having sex.
There you go.
You guys were still gambling with it. You know what I mean? So I guess this corona out, they still gamble.
Watch it.
Okay.
Enough said.
Okay. Yeah. No. Yeah. But this is an easy fix that we can do though. Just stay at home, wear your mask, wear your gloves. It's an easy thing to fix. This ain't like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't really no temptation involved. Stay your ass in the house for a little while longer. We ain't got that much longer to go. Say in a little while longer, it's going to open up and everything going to be all right. Just a little while longer. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of niggas can't get to their side chicks. They're at home with their wives. They miserable at home and shit like that. Just stay on home for a little while longer.
Why would some of them be at home miserable? Because they got real-life sweat hogs, or they just... miserable pig.
Some of the women picked up weight. Men at home like this, and you know, niggas got their side thing they really in love with. I got to say that, so I can't do nothing but talk the real. That's the real. You know what I'm saying, me boy? That's real.
Hey, you trying to tell me they rocking back and forth in the chair hole and they're talking about them. Damn, I wonder what the hell she doing.
But you know, let me say this. Now, your wife might have picked up weight, right? Well, how much weight did you pick up? You know what I mean?
We don't care about that. We care about that one way.
Well, listen, fellas. Just like we want them to look good, they want something to look at too. So, you know, you got to keep your fat ass in shape too. You know what I mean?
Hey, Kimbo.
Yeah.
Hey, Kimbo. But you know, hey, when Lil Will saying that, they could be thinking the same thing too. Though, like, damn, the hell that nigga doing?
Oh, absolutely.
Damn.
They want that motherfucker
absolutely.
With that stiff
like
boy. They want a boy
this
with a hard boy, not a semi-hard.
Oh man.
They want
Now, the bigger you get, the less you gonna that pole gonna stick out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
they want that stiff wall.
Yeah, that's what they want. Mm. But I will say it's some good stuff to go along with this staying at home. I mean, you got a lot more time with your kids. You know, to me, you ain't really busy. You ain't too busy to be doing this, running around doing this. You got a lot of time to spend at home. Gas, like the guy said, the gas price is down. You're spending time with your family. You ain't got too many worries right now. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, if you're self-employed, you got business now. You know, that's the only worry I got. That hurt right there. Self-employed, baby.
I'm making it, baby.
Yeah.
Hey man, I'm on the phone. I got my main man on the line. Well, you know, Street Kane. The Kane is on. He on
the
mute.
Okay.
Yeah,
Big C's getting this shit all in order. We waiting on Peso. Peso should be coming on there early because he brought up this week about a $50,000 raise. I think he might have missed Tyson.
Let me ask you this. Is it guaranteed one slot, or is that $50,000 between three classes, or how is that?
I think he meant $5,000. I don't think he meant $50,000. I think he meant $5,000. So we just gonna clear it up and make sure he meant $50,000 or $5,000 or what, $500,000? What did he really mean? You understand what
I'm
saying?
Man, who got all the goddamn noise now?
That might be Mickey.
Where's Kevin? Kevin said it was his wife's birthday. And
oh, man.
He might have to, I don't know.
He should be busting something down.
So you might have a little time. Getting opened up.
What up, though?
100,000 on them rings.
Peso right there. Peso.
What's up? What up?
Man, you meant to put 5,000, right? I know you ain't put 50. You meant 5.
$50,000, man. Let's do it. Sick of it.
Yeah, Pace, I got a quick question. You say $50,000. Is that to all? How many classes you have?
That's for one class.
Okay, I'm just trying to make sure that
Yeah, man, I'm gonna try it. It's when you really think about it, man, we don't have an event up here that really cater to Pro 275. And when I say cater, it's gonna have a no time twist. So what I'm thinking is, Pro 275 rules with no pro mods, no time cards. You know, but the thing is, I know we don't have a lot of no time cards that want to spend.
That's why
I got to think about it, because we really don't have the caliber of cars up here like we used to with no time. And we all kind of see that. I mean, we maybe have three guys that will try to enter a shootout like that. But once they hear who's coming, they might not respectfully. So when I say no time, I'm just thinking of that class with clocks off. So I don't know. I got a lot to think about, but to give away this type of money, it has to be a pretty big event. Everybody. Stevie Jackson, Phil Schuller, Diablo. You name it, you know, my inbox is flooded.
So you're really not having it for just the local guy. You ain't having it for the local jokers. You having it for the big timers.
Oh, we got something for the local joker. So Cut been hitting me up a lot, and we doing a 484 shootout as well. So I want to do a crazy one on that. Cut want to do you know, local Michigan cars only, you know. And I'm like, listen, man, if we could do that, I'm down. You know, I'm down for whatever. If we can put something together and we get y'all to commit, we do 8 cars up here. We do 12. You know, it got to be 8 or 16. You know, we could do a 15-round
volume. Oh, man, sound like
is y'all letting Big Ties and Willie Bars in? Because how many 484 motors up here?
Yeah, we're going to let Tim in with the exception. We're going to let Tim in. He's the exception. Tim and Leon they should be exception.
Yeah. You know what? Like I said, you know, that class is going to be fun, right, man. You know, 28s, no bars, no time cars only. $1,500 buy-in, $10,000 or something, maybe $15,000 to the winner. I don't know the payout. Maybe $20,000. I don't know. But we definitely.
And that's
going to
be for me in Michigan?
Yeah. So, I mean, this is where I'm at. I can't commit on anything because I want to do something. We want to do it at 131. I want to do it at Mid-Michigan.
If you know, I'm going to have to get on that rear end now. If you're going to do something for the 484s, you know you got to do something for these small blocks on 28s now. Got to.
So this is how it's going. Saturday I'm doing the 16, 50,000, and the 484 and smaller. Meaning, and this is up to these guys, 44 and smaller, if a small block nitrous car want to get in that shootout, they still can't, just so you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could do that. Because they want to do that, believe it or not. You know, so that's the whole thing with that shootout. Or smaller. And it's just nitrous cars. So I'm still leaving that door cracked. To your point, though, I'm thinking about doing, you know, the Extreme Street Car on Friday, and I was going to do a small block nitrous shootout on Friday. You know what I'm saying? But our small block nitrous car game up here, again, it's 6 when we fully all got oil pressure and one or two cars break us back at 3 or 4, you know what I'm saying? So we got to find our niche. Right now our niche is street car, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody like, do small block nitrous, do G-body. Like, yo, I'm looking at those, but we don't have a lot of vehicles that can, you know, for backlog, if something happens. Like, we don't have 32 G-bodies up here. You know, we got 12. You know, but G-bodies are strong. I like G-body. And if them guys could do a $100,000 shootout, we could do a 20 and a 50,000. I think I want to do 20 on that 484. It just depends on the buy-in. You know, but a lot of people want to race more money.
Is these payouts guaranteed? That's, you know, because they're going to kill you with that. Are these payouts guaranteed?
Yeah, everything's guaranteed.
How far is it rolling back to? First, second place, or winner take all?
Winner take all.
Based on your car count, right?
I like that.
In my head, I'm hoping I get 16 cars, because without 16 cars, I don't want a 7-car shootout.
So it's based on 16 cars.
Yeah, the whole concept is, right now I have over 16 guys that are truly interested. So the concept is, it's first come, first serve. Like, a lot of people are, how do I get in? How do I get an invite? We're putting a website together. I'm about to put that together. You're going to go, you register, you pay online, and that's it. If you make it, you make it. It's going to be like trying to get a pair of Jordan.
So is you doing non-refundable?
Non-refundable deposits? Non-refundable, full block-in at the date. Like, ain't no 500 here. No. 2,500 locks in.
Where your brother at?
Which one? Oh, she talked to a kid. So it's going to be 2,500. You're going to go on the website, pay for it, and that's it. Non-refundable. The date is locked. The only way it's refundable is if I cancel the event due to weather.
I think for the 484 peso, if you keep it 500 to it, they put up 500 and the buy is 1,000, it's gonna make it better, because a lot of them guys not gonna bet. They ain't gonna put up a 2,500. That's just my opinion.
I agree.
Now, the fast guys will put up 2,500. But the 484, if you want to have a scandalous, you're going to have way more. If you got them, $1,000 or $500 buy-in, you have 30 cars.
Make it 1,000. a peso, 500 deposit. I mean, you know, to lock in, but your buy-in is 1,000. So if they send you the 5 deposit, they still got a 5 remainder. And you like Lil Will said, if you keep it at $1,000 block, you're gonna have a whole bunch of 484s in there.
You're gonna blow up.
Yeah.
I agree. We got Pine to run the shootout because he ain't doing no race. You understand what I'm saying?
No,
I'm doing the grudge races,
Lil Will. You doing the shootout. I'm doing the grudge races. I'm doing the grudge races, Lil Will. You doing the shootouts? Cause you ain't getting in. You ain't gonna do nothing. You ain't gonna do nothing in Mid Michigan. You ain't gonna do nothing.
Right.
Stand around.
You're right. I help organize stuff. You organize the shootout,
and Kimo keep the car count. He ain't doing nothing either, so I'm
ain't
good.
Doing
I got
no
the
motherfucking thing.
I got
y'all to suck my motherfucking dick.
Watch your mouth, Kimo. Watch your mouth.
Peso might be
on speakerphone with the kids in the car.
No, I'm on speaker, but no kids in the car.
Yeah, when you think you'll have all the information, though? When you think you have it?
I'm trying to wrap it up this week. You know, I like to just, you know, think about a couple things before I make a post and then got to edit and change it 5 times. So I'm running it. But I'm going to, you know, be hitting up a lot of you guys on the call, but for that class, it's pretty simple. For the 484 class, it's very simple. You'll essentially be the 28-inch extreme rules that we've always ran at Motor City Mayhem, but with just a 484 or smaller. You know, nitrous only, no boosted. And then the other class, the Elite 275, is going to be Pro 275 rules with no Pro Mods, essentially. That's what I want to do with that. And then we're going to have a scale and everything to make sure that the cars, you know, all they got to do is just drive over the scale and boom. But yeah, those are going to be, I believe, the big two shootouts.
What they got to weigh? What they going to have to weigh? Do you know?
It's all in the rules of Pro 275. Like, I don't have the numbers up right in front of me. It's already done, Kimo, and I can send you a link or whatever. But yeah, so whatever that class is, because it's already a growing group. There's no reason to change it. I just don't want to. I don't think ProMod should be allowed in that. That's all. So I want to kill that and then buy in 2,500 when it take off. Guaranteed payout, 16 car max field. And then I'm going to have like a backup list. Like if somebody break, you know what I'm saying, but somebody pay, like if
but
I get
my,
20 people to
my
pay.
My thing is this. He's up. They got an extra weight for the Pro Mods in Pro 275. So why not let them go? Why not have like Scotty G in the cut? Because he got to put on more weight anyway. So they make the Pro Mods even out.
They do, but
so
it's
if you're
going to
run Pro 275, motherfucker, make them run Pro 275. They got to weigh more anyway.
Yeah, you
understand
what I'm
saying?
Yeah, but it's just not fair.
Jeez,
you know, like
the fastest car, not even a Pro Mod though.
I know. Right now, it's not.
And he got to come on a 275. It ain't. It's really not. But so many Pro Mods anyway. And David Reese, that old car he got is really the fastest one out of all of them.
Right. But you know what?
As it stands right now,
I mean, that's the number one rule that. Those racers, and let's be honest, we don't have, Pro 275 guys on the line right now, but, like, the number one thing they complain about is the Pro Mod. So instead of me dealing with that headache, and it is a big thing, like, it's like, hey, I'll eliminate it and get more guys on the Pro 275.
Is Brian Davis a Pro Mod, too?
What you mean?
Oh, okay. He got to have a chop.
Chop roof and extend the wheelbase.
No, he's good.
I think his car is
good.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Good evening. How y'all doing?
What's up, dog? Sorry about your loss.
Okay, we ain't talking about that. I want to thank the guys for the introduction earlier. But I'm finna go to this shootout thing now. Peso.
What's up, Doc?
Now, Peso, I heard you say about the $50,000. Do you know what a $50,000 shootout brings? It brings the best of the best. Now, just
that's
like Lil Will just said now, Lil Will got a pretty fast car. Lil Will, if they bring Stevie Jackson up there and David Reese up there, and would you pay $2,500 to get in there with winner take all? Would you pay $2,500 to get in there?
No, that's like giving 25. I'm out with donated.
See,
I'm out
that's
with
what
donate
I'm trying to say.
Hey,
with $2,500 like that, peso, look at it real good. Are you gonna get 16 people? See, cause the big payouts, bring the big boys. And it's always three to four big boys up there that the other guys are going to look over there and say, shit, what the hell am I going to spend all this money for to get in here with winner take all without any paybacks? So I heard Lil Will said, what are you going to do in the paybacks? Now, for a $5,000 shootout or something like that, and you put up $200 or $300, I can understand it. But if I'm going to put up $2,500, I'm going to be able to hope I can get some back.
Right, right. Good report. Good report. I hear it. But I will be doing dogs because at one point you said, dog, I will not be sharing who's in the shootout. And I'm a pretty much hold every racer to not share that they paid to be in the shootout.
Let me tell you what everybody's thinking. See, everybody got on their mind just because I'm paying out $50,000 or $60,000, that's going to bring a hell of a lot of cars. No, I'm a spectator. I want to see a lot of cars. But ain't no lot of cars going to get in there. No $50,000 or $60,000 you got for no $2,500 or $5,000 buy-in. They're not going to get in there.
Hey, I'm going to show you better than I can tell you.
Well, up north, you might get away with it, maybe. But now, I'm going to look at it like the north. What y'all said tonight, it's always going to be a north and a south. You pay $50,000, David Reese, and Phil Shuler and Stevie Jackson, them come up there and take it, and all you're going to hear about, why you inviting these motherfuckers from down south to come up here to take our money? That's what the fuck you're going to hear. I'm just telling the truth.
Yeah, that's why I said in earlier, like, you having a shootout for the big boys.
There
well,
you go. Thank you, Timo. Thank you. I'm just telling the truth. See what I'm saying is, people, I see what you're saying, but you got to look at your people that feed you all through the year, not just people that come up there once or twice a year to get the money because you're putting money out there.
No, I mean, we still got a lot of events popping, dog. I'm trying to evolve our events up here to something that kind of caters to class. Like, we don't have nothing up here, dog, that caters to badass.
If
class,
you put up, I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to be quiet. And again, I thank y'all and about my mother. Yeah, my mother passed, but I thank y'all for mentioning it, but I don't want to talk about it. But I'm going to say it again, and Timo and Lil Will ain't scared to say it, because if they don't say it today, they'll say it on the back line. If you put up $50,000, and because all you heard that time is when David Reese or whoever them came and they want that money, you're going to say, why in the hell are we paying all this money for them jokers down south to come here and take our money and go back down and laugh about it?
So you're trying to tell me I can tell people they can't race? So they, no, you ain't saying
that. No, that ain't what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if you put up a $50,000 winner take all, the guy from the south going to win it. It's going to be a guy from the south going to win it.
Man, yeah, right. South ain't got it like that. Y'all had one good year, and y'all think y'all the fastest in the world.
That you ain't had none up there.
I know. We gonna have another one.
Kimo, we ain't fighting. We ain't talking shit. Kimo and Lil Will. We ain't fighting, talking shit. We just talking regular. Do y'all feel what I'm saying, or do y'all think the same way? I just want to know. I'll be quiet.
Nah, I feel what you're saying. I know what I already said it. The big boys coming when you say $50,000 guaranteed. That's why I asked, are you paying back in the shootout? Because I already know, like Bobby Cole and them, they ain't paying back, you know, winner take off. So Bobby Cole and all them guys was upset about that.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, let me say one more thing. All I'm doing is giving y'all a foundation to really argue about. See, when you get in these meetings with people, you don't have real people in them meetings. You have yes men in them meetings that they go along with whatever sound good. Duck, whether you like them or not, Duck got the biggest race right now in the world. Duck does. I'm talking about for his regular people. I ain't talking about professional NHRA and stuff. Duck got the biggest race, and he paid $50,000 to $100,000 to the winners, but he also paid back spots. He paid back spots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he started doing that after. Well, maybe he started. Well,
no. No, he always paid back spots. You just ain't hear about it because all they talk about is the $100.
So
who won the winner take $100?
Why was Bobby complaining then? Why was Bobby complaining at one time?
Bobby wasn't complaining about Duck race. That was just on the table when he was saying that they was going to put their money up instead of winner take all, pay back. That's why. But it was just a little old $5,000, $10,000 thing where they put their own money, almost put their own money up, Kimo.
Hey, dog, you know, it's funny, though. Like, people told me the same thing when I did 10,000, and I had 72 cars in the shootout.
10,000 is a long way from 50.
But I'm just giving you an example, right? Like I'm just letting you know, like I said,
up north you got a better chance because y'all got a lot of cars there that don't travel. So y'all got a lot of cars sitting in the garage that'll come out for this impact.
He's so ashamed.
But Are they going to put up $2,500 to get on the shootout when they got David Reese? They got doggone it, the Iceman, them. They got Stevie Jackson. They got them all them big hitters from down south coming up there. I'm going to be honest with you. You can like it or not. They cannot run with them boys. Going on mute.
Man, yeah. Listen, man. I try to tell y'all, the South have a couple good years. They think they untouchable. But y'all got some fast cars, but I think it might be enough car to take the money.
Okay. You're going to have it at a good track, right?
Yeah.
You have it at a damn good track. Now, Lil Will and Kimo ain't saying that, but they're going to tell you. I don't know why. Maybe they're on the payroll. They know I'm telling the truth. I'm wondering why Pine ain't broken in and said something, too. Now, I'm going to be honest now, and I ain't trying to stop no racing. You might say, oh, damn, here, but they're trying to stop racing. Name one somebody up there. I'm going to be honest. Name one somebody you got up there. Shit, you can get anybody you want to that you figure you can outrun Stevie Jackson.
That's the best one. Steve Jackson, the best racer in the game, though.
I'm just asking the question. I'm just going to show you something. Name one that you think
can
outrun Stevie Jackson.
Stevie Jackson ain't on no 275, though.
Stevie Jackson for $50,000, Stevie Jackson to put on some damn 26s.
Well, good. He's going to have to come and win it.
I'm just trying to show y'all a point. Because then, okay, you can't name nobody. Hold on.
I'm about to give you my five. I'm going to give you three for sure. I'm going to give you Ryan Henderson. I'm going to give you Phil Bowman, and I'm going to give you
Jeff Bowman. Can beat Stevie Jackson?
No, I'm saying they got a chance on 275.
Oh, man, let me tell you. I'm going to go back in and start back drinking again.
Man, y'all
talking about 28, dog. But Peso, I think you should do a second and third payback spot, dog.
Let me say this here, and I told y'all I was gonna be quiet, but y'all ain't saying nothing to make me be quiet yet. Depending on what the buy-in is, Peso. If the buy-in is $2,500, if you're gonna make a $2,500 payout, you better pay back by four spots.
I agree. Hey, listen, I'm doing something that, you know, I'm trying to do something a little different than what we all do and see, because that's what gets us excited. But I'm sick of seeing the same shit over and over again as far as, like, all right, we're going to do this shit out. We're going to do that.
Let me show you something. What you going to do for Lil Wheel and them? What you going to do for a car like Lil Wheel? Just talk to me. What you going to do for a car like Lil Wheel?
Man, shit, what they gonna do for it? I got someone like a
four. Yo, put some more water on your phone. Let's break it up. Put some more water on your phone.
Hello?
Yeah, you good now.
We can hear you loud.
Okay. You know, I'm doing it. We're doing a 44 small.
Right back.
Break
up.
Break up. Break up. Show on your phone.
Back.
You break up again.
Yeah, long. Oh, man, I hear it. Dog, we gonna have like an 8-car shootout for those guys.
How much you pay for that?
It probably $5,000.
See that? Now, that's right. That right there would slap me in the fucking face. If I got a car like Lil Wheel, goddammit, and I don't spend much money on my motherfucking car, and you paying $5,000 or $10,000 for that shit, and you're going to pay $50,000 for somebody else, I'm mad in the motherfucker.
Hey, dog, I ain't got no sponsors right now. Everybody broke.
Well, what the hell you putting up $50,000 for then?
That's what I'm doing right now.
Now, hold on a minute. Lil Will, Kimo, get on the phone. Am I right or wrong now? Talk to me.
Yeah,
you put up $5,000 and y'all was $50,000 for a motherfucker to come from out of town to take your money.
25 and 25. Hey. That was.
But this is what I'm going to say about my car.
Hey,
I'm much better for my type
of
car.
Hold on, wait. If I do $5,000.
I like the
full car. Hold on. If I do $5,000, free entry, 8 cars, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say that was wrong with it, but goddamn it, you're fine with it.
You
need some pennies and tell me to go around to the Dollar General store.
You know what, dog? Those type of cars right now, we really don't know what we have right now in the North. Right now, we really don't know.
Hey, so what's gonna feed you the whole year or the year y'all open? The guys that come up there, like I said, only when you're putting up $50,000, or the guys that you doggone that gonna come every week for you.
Yeah, and that's why we're gonna
take care of you.
Oh my God. We gonna have to do this,
dog.
I know y'all might
get mad at me, but y'all know I'm telling the damn truth. If I got a car like Lil Wheel car, and Ryan Henderson and all them kind of boys like that, and you slap me in the face with some talking about some $5,000, and you gonna get arrested, them motherfuckers with $50,000, so I'm gonna run your ass out of town.
Dog,
please don't use him.
You talking about one of these? Hold on, let me. All right, so what you doing, dog? You not really understanding what's going on. I'm having one. I'm talking about one main event up here. We will have multiple events at Lapeer. We're gonna have events at 131. We're gonna have events at Mid Michigan to cater every type of no time car up here. What I'm doing right
and
now.
And if you want me to come to all them races, doggone it. If you want me to come to all them races, then you better put out a $5,000 or $10,000 race and just let it be like that in the head with that $50,000 race, trying to get one big event just to get a motherfucker say they come up there.
See, but you still not hearing what I'm telling you. Those are gonna happen.
Damn sure ain't hearing it. I ain't hearing it. Yeah.
I'm having a $50,000 race separate. Those small $10,000 races, $15,000, $20,000. We still gonna do that. That's happening. But I'm trying to cater to a different class and course with a Pro 275 race. I'm trying to enter my hat in the same ring as Victor, Tyler,
let me show you something. See, I know y'all don't want me to get in any discussion. That's why when they go to the table, they don't invite me to the table because they know I ain't kissing nobody's ass. Let me show you something. How many motherfuckers you think if y'all open the track up there and go to a race, everybody going to the motherfucker anyway? They coming if up there where y'all at. They gonna go, if they gonna come. They coming anyway. How many people do you really think Stevie Jackson gonna bring up there? How many people you think goddamn it, David Reese gonna bring up there? How many you think they gonna bring up there? Nobody but they fucking crew. And the same motherfuckers gonna be in the stands if they came if they didn't go.
I'm allowing people to see cars that can't afford to travel to the south every time. If I can have one event up here once a year to get the baddest motherfuckers in the country up here, that's what I'm trying to do. And everything that you're saying,
I'm going on mute.
please.
I'm starting enough from you.
Like damn, support.
I would say that's what you're doing, trying to get the guys.
Yeah, we gonna have one big show
that don't get to see the Stevie Fast and them. Now I can go for that.
We don't.
Yeah, Kimo, you can go for that. But if Lil Wheel was gonna go to any race, you gonna go to that too.
Yeah, he's saying he's not catering to the racers up here. He's gonna cater to the fast guys, so he can see them guys, so he can get the audience opportunity.
Peso, if you had that razor bed, if dog going to a Kimo ain't the first one in the dough, Kimo, I need $200 from you.
No, I probably won't be the first one in the dope, baby.
Well, I'm just saying, long as you there.
Well, you know, I don't care about seeing Stevie and them. I ain't too thrilled about seeing Stevie and them. They don't move me.
Oh,
Kimo, you ain't even go to Donye races. See Donye, man.
I ain't go to Donye. I mean, it wasn't no big time races over there. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, who's the racer? David Reese is gonna bring the whole state out.
Oh yeah, they are. They're gonna bring them out because they don't get to see old Stevie and them.
That's what he's doing. He's putting something
so that the people that don't do no traveling like Southward to see them people go to duck race and stuff like that. That's what he's doing. He's trying to put on an event to get them up here so people can finally get a chance to see those cars.
Man, when Stevie Jackson came to Motor City Mayhem 4, I mean, I have never seen so many adults and kids like just happy to see this guy that can't afford to do that. So I pay attention to that because just like we sick of seeing some of our races up here, that's how people in the South feel about Stevie. Whereas he come up here, I mean, it's grandpas and grandmas. It's like, hey, I've been waiting to meet you. So there's a lot of value to it. And I think a lot of these races that are traveling, we get Mark Mickey. Like, I want Mark Mickey up here. Like, a lot of people want to see that car in person that can't see it or only see it on speed vision. So I think it's time to put a big event on the map in the north. So we don't got to travel down to all that south and all that shit all the time, man. We should be able to have one good one up
here. Peso, now since they only have so many Pro 275, If they only have so many Pro 275 anyway, you understand what I'm saying? Why not just make it a points race?
I mean, if anybody on this phone to do that style of racing, you're talking $250,000 up front. I'm a good promoter, but I'm not at that level yet. You know, respectfully, to where Keith Berry and a lot of those guys they can afford to walk to the table with. You know, $200,000 and say, hey, I want to do a points race from Thursday to Sunday. So, I mean, trying to start with something and see where it go. Realistically, that's what I'm trying to do. You know, so I think we do Pro 275. And if you notice, I'm trying to get everybody to dance on the same dance floor. You know, I'm trying to get some no time. I feel like our no time events are still better than most in the South as far as crowd participation, betting on the sideline. Like, don't get me wrong, Jamie's killing it, but if a majority of the races up here we've had is no time heavy still. We still see 2,000-3,000 people come to a good event. To where the South, there's so many of them, they might get 1,500. So that's why they complain a lot. So I think no time and class racing at the same event, I think that'll make the no time racers feel good and under the spotlight, running down the same track as some of their race heroes. And I think it'd be a hell of a show. I want to pay to go see the motherfucker. Feel like that.
And whatever else is exciting for the small race, like them four car shootouts, those bring a lot of excitement also. You bring four cars that run good, and they easy to put a couple thousand on top of the pot. There's a lot of guys like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's it. We get you and three other guys from around here, man, do a neighborhood little folk, you know, backyard four car shootout, you know. See some races we want to see that way. So. But no, man, we do got to figure out something up here. Like, when you really think about it, what you looking for in Michigan? I mean, besides the 131 race. You know, we really don't have that.
I really enjoy them four car shootouts because it brings, like just said,
no,
the
guys. I'm talking about an event. What events are you looking for in the North? Towards, like, what are you looking forward towards in 2020? Before Corona happened, what races was you looking forward to?
You know, I was looking forward to the races in May, and I'm also looking because I'm cool with Mike up at Stanton. I was waiting on him to ever take them guardrails down and put them walls up, and I know he a good dude, so I'm looking forward to going to Stanton mainly because he gonna treat everybody good. You know what I'm saying? We used to go up there and rent the track a lot. Me and our guys, we'd always rent the track. He gonna treat you fair. And they don't have a curfew. You know what I'm saying? He's going to treat everybody fair. He ain't no asshole. He's been had that track for a long time. And you know what I'm saying? If you get grudge racing going up there, that's going to be big. You know what I'm saying? Because he don't care. He'll let you run all night long if you want to. If they want to race, he'll let them race. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I haven't met a track owner as nice as him, man. He's an amazing dude. And he's happy to work with us, man.
Right.
You know, I told him. I said, we're going to be respectful of your property. That's one thing I'm telling y'all now, man. If y'all can help me spread that word, just, you know, let's respect his property, man, because he's bending over backwards for us, man. He like, look, y'all can stay on, like you said, we can stay and race. He said, Peso, if you got to race at 2 a.m. in the morning, or y'all lock it in for 2 a.m. in the morning, the track will be open. I said, damn. I said, all right. You know?
I mean, he used to do us like that. We used to get there late. You know, we used to rent the track, get there late. He said, man, keep racing this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Keep racing. He said, I ain't got nowhere to go. I'm sitting here chilling. We ain't got nothing to do. Keep making pass after pass if that's what you want to do. And I always appreciated him for that. You know what I'm saying? I always did. But yeah, once Stan come up and Lapeer come around, if you can get Lapeer, I really want to do something like, I wish we can do a Thursday night like they do down in House of Hook. Every Thursday night, have a little shootout for the local guys. That'll bring a lot of excitement.
First Thursday,
you know what I'm saying? Somewhere on the Thursday or even on the Sunday.
Hey, let me give y'all
a little shootout.
We got a small update on the pier. As of now, the injunction has been changed to they will allow us to race on Saturday and Sunday, but only till dusk. So on the summer days, that's like 10 o'clock, because dusk is like the last something they'd be saying in the definition. So in the summer months, that'd be about 10 o'clock. As it get darker, as we know, it'd go down from 9 to 7 to 5 o'clock. So he's still fighting it, but at least we can race on the weekend. The track open at 9 and close at 10 is essentially what we hoping that the dusk will do. But every day, it shows you when it goes dusk. So we have a set time, just so y'all know. So we won't be guessing this shit like, all right, are we going to leave at 8 or 8:30? You know, it'll be a set time. But he's still fighting it. But, you know, I agree, like little shit like that on the week. Oh, on the week, they only allowing, like, testing to them. So we couldn't do, like, a full-on event. Like, it has to be solo passes, like one car go down at a time because they won't allow.
What the fuck you got a track for? What the fuck
man,
do you
dude,
have
they,
a track
man,
for?
They,
you can't.
Hey, man. That nigga, hey, he got screwed, like, worse than anybody I've ever seen as far as a business like that. Like, he got bamboozled, man. He should have did more research or something. I don't know how he missed all his shit. Well, technically, he didn't miss it. It wasn't there when he bought the track. And now they just bringing all this stuff up, man. And to spend this money and kind of not be able to run the business is terrible.
I think I would sue the motherfucker I sold it to my money back and double it.
He trying all he trying to get my money back.
Hey, Lil Will, why people say you ain't gonna race, man?
I don't know. It is what it is. I'm so used to it.
Where'd that come from?
He said I ain't raced last year. And I ain't raced that much. I'm not a freak. I don't get a chance to go out as frequent as everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
$1,000 on the condom.
Well, I at least try to race every year. You know, I want a little money in shootouts. I tried to race Tate. I broke the car for a little while. I mean, it is what it is.
Right. But
if I ain't able to go to the track and race every weekend, and I'm gonna pick what track I'm gonna go to. You know what I'm saying? I ain't just going anywhere. That ain't about to happen.
$100,000 on a street car, yeah.
Yeah.
But I had, you know, I used to race back in the day. I not won some, I done lost some. It is what it is.
So Lil Will, is LaPierre approving the radio prep track yet?
Yeah, it's coming around. The thing is, it ain't no Sticky Mafia track. But everybody
Will, I ain't picking on you, but I just want you to keep it real. Well, you basically didn't want to go to no track up there for 131 when Sticky Mafia was prepping. You didn't want to go to no another track. Why all of a sudden now when Peso come up saying he's gonna do this and he's gonna do this here, you all on board? But don't get me wrong. I forgot you and Peso was buddy, but I'm buddy buddies with him too. But I'm just saying, Lil Will, don't sell us no pipe dreams, man. Quit selling us pipe dreams.
What you mean? I went to Milan too.
Like I said, you be saying everybody be against you. I ain't never technically been against you. I talk shit about everybody. But my point I'm trying to make, you was adamant. You wasn't going to NAM track but 131 unless in the Sticky Mafia you was prepping it. Now all of a sudden, they talking about all them tracks going to be doing this here. You talking about, yeah, I'm on board.
Why'd you change your heart all of a sudden?
Lil Will only take his car to 42.
I can't even talk to you, man. God damn. Listen, man. Having Sticky Mafia come into Mid-Michigan also. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm just asking questions because I'm concerned. You know, when I put out a flyer, when I put out about a race, I want to make sure, like y'all said, ain't no fake race.
Willie Dog, tracks up here does not prep. See, this is the whole thing. So you got it confused. Tracks up here do not prep like a Making Wood on a Tussin Tune or House of Making Wood. They starting to do it now because they are losing their customer base like mine. And she's getting Johnson there every Noe T and stuff. So you can't even take your car to a track like that. You tear the bitch up. They don't even prep the track. They do it for cars with street cars and Hellcats and shit. So I can't even go out there and test. It was never a track where I could go test during the week. But, all right, this wins. Let me go out to mine and make a cup of shakedown. It was never attractive.
Mm.
The closest you can get is 131. And that's
dog,
not really,
I got a test. What's going on?
Flip.
Go ahead with the test,
so
dog.
We don't have a luxury like y'all got down there. Like the track over in Maryland got old boy over there prepping, Tyler and them. We don't have a luxury like David. Like, what's his name that owned the track? David Floyd. He gonna prep.
David Floyd.
Like
David Floyd.
They told me go down there on a regular test and tune night. David Floyd track gonna be good. Jabbo track gonna be good. We don't have that luxury.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So Kimo, how can y'all be saying y'all gonna have them events like you were saying, and just like you said on Thursdays or something like that, a four-car shootout, which that's a good idea. But, Will, you ain't gonna be going, Will. You ain't gonna go to that shit. You just said why you couldn't go.
But it ain't even gotta be for my car. If he have a 4840 Thursday night shootout, that bitch gonna be packed. Nitrous, turbo, 48.
I agree. Like I said, y'all got a lot of people up there that is waiting for the track. You're right. I agree to that now.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't talking about just for me.
Dog, keep
a guy who
hey, dog,
just
Lil Will gonna
have fun.
Lil Will gonna be, yeah, Lil Will gonna be just like me. He gonna be standing around watching.
Well, don't y'all start juking right now. Don't start juging yet.
No,
man, don't juke yet.
He's not gonna take his car there. If it ain't, he got a race locked in at 42, and I think he's skeptical about going there because he's gonna wait to see how the prepping goes.
Where is
42
at? 42.
Salem, Ohio.
It's Salem, Ohio.
Oh.
Salem, Ohio.
So he got a race locked in at 42. So, I mean, he might take his car to Michigan.
41, 42, or 43.
Don't you think that's pretty smart? Hold it. If you got a race locked in, don't you think it's pretty smart not to take the car out? Wouldn't you think it's pretty smart not to take car out?
But he steady hollering, lock in, Kevo. He steady hollering, lock in.
Oh, well, maybe he gonna race somebody. Maybe he gonna race. Hold on, man. Somebody on speakerphone, or they got
somebody on the speakerphone, bro. Or they over the car speaker.
Hey, man, I didn't want to put nobody in my argument, but y'all trying to overlook my argument. And I know I'm on a North show, so. If I piss y'all off, let me know. I ain't trying to fight nobody. But y'all, this North and the South shit is real. Some people don't mind saying it. Some people gonna say it undercover. I'm gonna say it on the top. It's real. It's gonna stay real. It's just like black and white. Y'all gonna try to tell me? Y'all gonna have a promoter that's from up North that's gonna throw a damn raise for $50,000 to bring the people from down South that the people up there make like they wanna see, and then he gonna give y'all peanuts later on the rest of the year. Y'all gonna be satisfied with that?
Oh man.
Yeah, we found
what they gonna get, dog.
I'm happy.
Oh Lord. I'm going on mute, y'all.
Because he's trying to put something bigger than what a grudge race. He's trying to put something for class races on. For the people excited.
Hold on, Kimo. He did it once already at Milan when Big Country and all of them came up. And Big Daddy and all of them came up. And he did it once already before. And the South won it. So, I mean, it ain't like he ain't did it before. He just
But see, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to say. And like I said, people might say I'm being, but I ain't being biased. I can back up anything I said. And I ain't trying to talk behind nobody back on that. This is what I'm saying. Y'all always say it, and I'm saying y'all because I get it from the South and the North. I get it all around. Y'all always saying, why don't the damn South ever come up here? You're right. Okay, now you're going to try to basically pay the South to come up here? And my point is, if I live up North, damn it, and you ain't throwing up a $5,000 and $10,000 raises for us, what the hell are you throwing $50,000 and $60,000 raises for the suckers in the South to come up there for?
Well, you know, Peso got a line in his pockets too now. I mean, Peso line in his pockets and the people down.
Hey, Kimo, let me say it again. If y'all have some decent races up there, the people that's gonna come anyway. They coming anyway.
Yeah, but he's trying to bring Stevie Fast and them so the people can see him. Plus,
he's trying to bring Stevie Fast and Mark Mickey and them. It's going to take some money to bring them.
Your phone breaking up, Kimo. All right, if you want to line your pockets up, Kimo, take that $50,000 you was going to put up, put 40 of them in your damn pocket, and have a $10,000 race, and you didn't line your pocket.
Well, they ain't going to line it like when Stevie in the house. I can tell you that.
Kimo, that's his opinion, man. If you want Mark Mickey, Stevie Jackson, and them, just think about Duck Pace, them guys, $100,000, $50,000 races, and he played the other guys, 5 and 10, and they what you put. So, I mean, it is what it is. You want to see the big-time people, you're going to have to pay to see them guys. That's just, it is what it is. You got to pay. You want Jimbo, Jimbo is local. You want the Mark Mickey's, the Zip Hudson's and all them guys, you're going to pay to see them.
Mm-hmm.
You got to. And it's going to be entertaining. A lot of people want to see them. So you're saying, Lil Will, what you're saying is that
this 50 do pull through, a lot of people going to have
your
a chance to see these
up,
folks.
Your time messing up.
Your phone messing up.
Your phone messing up.
Everybody's phone messing up. Whoever called on the show to book it. Tell them to hang up and call back again. We got a bad connection. Everybody phone fucking up.
Yeah, everybody phone fucking up.
How does that work? Yeah, I don't know what you're saying.
Now, like I was saying, Lil Will, if this 50 do go through, you think that's going to get a chance for all these people to get up here and for the people up there to see?
What happened? Where we go? What's going on?
Everybody phone still working up.
Everybody phone messing up, Kimo. That means it's a bad connection with the show. Whoever booked the show or whoever ran the phone for the show, tell them to hang up and call back again. Just hang the phone up and call back again and see if we get a better connection.
Yeah, because this shit fucked up.
It's echoing and everything. Yeah.
Where Kevin go?
Hey, Kimo, Lil Will, y'all there? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, you sound good, though.
Oh, okay. Hey, kid. I done got 7 Texas. All of them come from up the Midwest. I done got 7 Texas.
You said what? You said you don't want to come what? Say that again. Hello?
What are you talking about? He said he got 7 Texas. He said he got
you 7
Texas
what,
in it.
I got 7 Texans and all of them from the Midwest saying the same thing I'm saying. See, some people ain't going to say nothing about it, man. See, me, I ain't got nothing to lose, so I can tell you the truth, whether you want to hear it or not. I can tell you the truth. Them people are going to feel the same way I feel. If I live up there, you give me peanuts and you're going to pay the motherfuckers from, you already said the motherfuckers from down south don't come up there no way, but you're going to pay them to come up here. You're going to pay them to come up here, but we live up here, you don't give us a goddamn thing.
I believe that's a good deal, dog, because them guys, you ain't gonna see them.
I know you believe it's a good
threat.
Deal because you've been kind of sucking on Peso Weeby for a reason. I don't know why, but I'm gonna
leave
it.
That's my man. That's my man. Me and Peso, all right?
That's okay with it. See, that's what's wrong right now. He's a real man.
I got a point there, dog.
I got a point there.
I see what he's trying to do. If I have never seen Mark Mickey Carn Pereira, I've never seen Ziff Hutton, I've never seen these fast cars. It's a good thing to bring that here because people are all gonna want to see that.
Okay.
When we went to Milan, that was the first time a motherfucker ever seen Stevie Sam.
They're
going to be
tearing other people's races down. They ain't tearing this one down.
No, we ain't tearing nobody's race down. But let me show you something. The same people that talking all that shit about they want to see them, how many times y'all seen them at the racetrack? Y'all don't even go.
Yeah, but you'll see them at the racetrack and them cars up here, I guarantee. Just like I said, if you bring Tony Bynes up here, motherfuckers are going to come. Oh, motherfuckers coming.
You ain't got to give no damn $50,000 to come.
What I'm telling you is people want to see the people that's known. I want to see Stevie Jackson.
You making a damn point. If you want to see him, you got to give him so much more money than you get enough people to live there. Why you got to give him so much more money?
Hold on. It's breaking up because they work so much more money. They spend way more money than the average motherfucker.
A fast car, number of damn fast car. If you really want to see them, all you got to do is go on Facebook Live and see them all damn big for nothing.
Your phone breaking up, dog. It's breaking up again. I don't know why.
Your phone breaking up too, Lil Will.
Hey, Kevin, whatever you can reschedule the show or whatever going on.
I told y'all what to do with the show if everybody's phone breaking up.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
It'll be just as many motherfuckers come to the track to see you in scrap race or you in Z race to see them race. I'm going on mute.
The phone breaking up, dog. Everybody's phone fucked up.
Yeah, rebook the show. If you can.
You got a version mobile phone, that's why.
What y'all gonna do? Restart the show, Kimo?
Yeah, I'm gonna see if he can restart it. Like the mashed potato.
Still breaking up.
I just told you, you gotta rebook the damn show. You got a bad connection with the blog talk.
He said he was going to have a restart it, dog.
Hey, y'all seen Peso get the hell out of there. He ain't want no more of them hard-ass questions. Peso got the hell out of there, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Now, what was you saying, dog? You said about the race, it'd be so many people. What?
If you and Scrap was a race, it'd be just as many people up that motherfucker. Shit. All you got to do is get some of the local knowns. You get doggone it, Phil Bole and all them boys are there. Phil Bole, Jimbo, and Brian Davis. It'd be just as many motherfuckers there to see them as it would to see anybody else.
Mm-hmm. I was on the background just talking to Kevin, and the phone was acting fine. I don't know what's wrong with this motherfucker, man.
Whoever called and booked the show, he got to hang up. It ain't going to do nothing to the show. Just hang up and recall back to get a better connection.
Who you talking about?
Whoever you got.
Who
whoever,
got the show?
Whoever got the show, yeah.
Kevin,
if Kev got the show and he running the.
Yeah,
hang up and just have it.
Hello?
Yeah, y'all still here?
Hang it up?
No, he ain't hang up.
Man, we here, motherfucker. Live, we live.
Tate got a red cup in his hand on Facebook. Oh, fucking Tate. Kevin, did you hang it up? What you gonna do, man?
Fire that nigga, Will.
How you can't fire Kevin, man? He got more seniority than me, man. Come on. Come on.
Now, Kevin, he finna take care of it. He finna get it taken care of. I told him what to do.
Face to the face.
Go ahead. What'd you say about that? I don't know how that makes a difference if the shit is through the internet.
Hey, Will.
Yeah.
The Pontiac boys talking about the one in the league. They're going to get head up. I got regular doors just like them. I don't know. What's that? What's
that? This shit breaking up. This shit breaking up like a 38 Ford, as they say.
Can you hear me now? My brother.
Hey, Lil Will.
Yeah. Yeah.
When Kevin get back, if Kevin hang up and call him back in, maybe then Tim House open his mic up.
I can't open no mics. Kevin run the show.
I know. I said to Kevin. I know. I'm just telling you. I said to Kevin. If, I can't.
Oh yeah. Let me call him, man. Let me call him on the back and see what he's gonna do. Oh. Might hang the whole bitch up because it ain't gonna act right.
Click back over.
Hold on, I made a mistake.
Y'all back on?
I'm still here.
Is it still crackling? Is it still cracking?
No, you better now. If he hung up and rebooted, all he had to do is all Kevin got to do is hang the phone up and then call back in. Hang it up and then call back in.
That's what he was doing. That's what he said he did.
Okay, it's better now. I can hear you good enough.
No, it's still popping.
Oh, it started to crackling again.
Man. Somebody hating on us, man. Who hating on us? Somebody hating. Hating on us. Chopin, you hating on our show, Pine?
It's still breaking up.
Hey, kid, hang this motherfucker up. I'll see y'all next week. Shit, I ain't about to keep doing this shit.
Yeah. Let me see if she can make sure fucking up.
Meatball, Flop.
I'm on. I'm on.
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah, you got me on.
Yeah, yeah. You guys, we got some technical difficulties. I just sent the email to them, so hopefully they'll respond to us pretty soon.
Oh man, not the technical difficulties.
They're not gonna respond to you on the weekend. They would not respond to you on the weekend.
Okay, well, I'm gonna start looking for you. Okay. All right, guys, do the best you can. If it get worse, we'll just end the show.
Okay, are we on the show now? We on the show now?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Yeah, we dog. Go ahead, do what you want to do. Your mic is
hey,
open.
Hey, y'all fighting good now. Ain't nobody breaking up yet.
Oh man.
Yeah, you sound good, kid. I hear you. Pine still on there? Pine on there?
Yeah, I'm on here.
Yeah,
it's sounding good.
Man, how was that flight?
There you go.
How was your flight, man? Oh, did they get anything off down in South Carolina?
Man, for us growing, I mean, you know, that track, we looked at the track yesterday, man, they probably had 300 motherfuckers up in there.
Your phone breaking up again, dog.
Well, I said the whole show breaking up. I'm finna hang up and try to book a show. I'm finna hang up to see if I book a show. Keep on them on, come on there. I'll let them do that show. They can the boat. I'll run the boat for them.
All right.
So tell them I'm finna my computer come up. I'll book a show and I'll let them be keep on them show. I just run the boat.
Good point. How was your flight, man? You still there, Pat?
Meatball. Hello? Who all on?
Yeah.
Me on? Shit, I don't hear nothing.
Fuck it, show ended shit.
Huh?
Show ended.
Hello, Meatball, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, Aaron, you still there? I'm just trying to see where this breaking up is coming from.
Yeah, I'm here. I just got noise. Meatball is just on
okay.
Up there. Follow back.
Okay, Aaron. Tim House.
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on a second.
It's clear.
Hold on. He didn't hang us up. He muted our phone.
Kevin just told me that he didn't mute him.
He a lying motherfucker.
He said he heard the word
mute.
Hold on, guys. Hello?
Everybody else wants their fucking opinion. Jigaboo, Uncle Bubba ass nigga. That's what he is.
Well, you have to realize.
I got to see what's going on. But sometimes
you have to realize, Jeff Lee.
Hey, man.
Hold on. The man muted our mic, and he's telling a motherfucking lie. He said he didn't.
Well, Jeff Lee. You have to realize, it's
hello,
nigger.
Hey, money.
And
money.
Your voice is
money. Get in the back seat, money. Get in the back seat, money. Get your ass in the back seat.
We don't do that because you're black over here, money.
As soon as he muted. He do that shit every week,
man. That shit don't make sense, man. Everybody else get on and voice their opinion about shit. Now we can't voice our opinion. Here, Jigaboo, Uncle Bubba, Uncle Tom ass nigga.
Man, y'all underwater so bad it's unbelievable.
Man,
what
you need,
man?
Can you hear me?
I'm gonna text to you right now for the 4th year. I want you to bring it.
I'm gonna say
I got open line.
I'll make a call.
Can you hear me?